Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
And there we are. Daniel slipped a couple in nice and early. Daniel, the real deal, Gill, he is live in the studio, mate. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us ahead of your fight on Friday.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me again.
You're looking very fit and ready to go. You're going to win, and you're going to win it by knockout in the first round. Am I right? Okay, round two.
Nothing like putting pressure on. Yeah, great.
No pressure, but and I'm looking to go out there and fight well. I'm looking forward to a tough fight as well. So, you know, if it comes in the first or the 12th, it doesn't matter, but I'm just going out there to do what I do best.
Totally. Can I just, sorry, Fezzy, I'll let you get back to it. I just want to say a very quick hello to Bailey, who is your eldest son, who you've brought with you today. We don't want him to miss out.
No.
He doesn't get on radio all the time. Say hello, Bailey.
Hello, Bailey.
Hello, everyone.
There we are.
Now, just quickly, how do you feel about your dad fighting in the ring? Do you get along to the fights? What happens there?
I would love to come along to the fights, but unluckily, Mum doesn't think I'm old enough to watch them.
Fair enough. Even though you are 12 now, and happy birthday for a couple of weeks ago. Thank you, Bailey.
Yes.
Thank you.
No worries at all. No, I'm sure you're very proud of your dad, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why wouldn't you be? We all are. Now, Daniel, talking about your opponent, Ranald Quinlan, do you know much about him?
We've watched plenty of tapes. Yep. And, I've seen him fight a few times over the years as well. And, you know, he's a good, young, hungry fighter that can be very dangerous. So, you know, we're not taking him easy by any means. You know, people may think, you know, he's probably not at the highest level at the moment, but, you know, he's a very dangerous fighter as well. And, you know, we got to treat it that way. And it also puts me in a position after winning this fight to do some really good things. So, you know, I've got to, you know, be very hungry in this fight. I've got to want it badly, and, you know, I know there's going to be huge things ahead.
Yeah.
I imagine, Daniel, you're pretty hungry at the moment anyway. You've been totally in training. I dare say, do you get in the sauna every day as well to get to the right weight and everything?
Not saunas, but, yeah, definitely plenty of dieting. You know, I'm watching, you know, all the food that's going in my mouth, and
You're watching it instead of eating it, aren't you?
Pretty much.
So you don't want my sausage or a slice of cheese?
It looks nice.
Fezzy!
I'll
leave
it for you.
No. Don't offer your cheese and your sausage. You're disgusting.
Well, I thought he might be hungry and want to nibble.
Yeah, look, he's salivating already. The drool is just hanging down because he can't wait to eat again.
No. Well, that'll come. And of course, but he's got more important things to worry about at the moment. Let's talk about what it's like to come back here and fight. I mean, the last time I'm here, you and Mundine were on the same card. It was a great crowd, and there's going to be another great crowd at the Silver Dome. We want everyone to pack the joint and cheer you on, because it's not every day we get to see you fight here, so it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was a great experience last time when I fought here, and, you know, I think ever since I've, you know, been sort of trying to push my management into, you know, coming back to Launceston to fight again. We had those fights in Hobart, but, you know, it was great down there, but, you know, I love fighting here, having, you know, friends and family around. The support, that I get from Launceston as well is, you know, it's amazing. So, you know, I can't wait to get out there.
We also need to point out the fact that you're dedicating this fight to your mother, and who sadly passed away only recently from lymphoma, and you want to raise money from the fight as well to go to Lymphoma Australia. So well done for that.
No, thanks. Yeah, and I've seen how hard, you know, Mum went through, and, you know, all our family went through it as well. And, you know, if I can give back a little bit, then, you know, that makes it a little bit easier for other families. So, you know, that's what we were thinking, and, you know, that, yeah, like I said, they're great for my mum, Lymphoma Australia. So, you know, we want to help out a little bit.
That's very nice.
No, it's an incredible gesture what you're doing, Matty, and we can't wait to see it. We'll tell you more on how you can get tickets and things like that after a song. We've also got a bit of a challenge for you as well, which we'll get into. But we have been running this week. We've been giving away platinum double passes with some Daniel Gill trivia. All right, so now you know
Your stats
probably
trivia
better than anyone else. So, or maybe, do you think you know much about yourself?
I tend not to probably care so much about myself. I'm really worried about other people.
No, the words actually, quite true. All right, so Daniel's got a question which he's going to ask you, and there's three or four different answers that you can have. So just ask the question, Daniel, and then we'll take some calls.
Okay, so the question is, how many knockouts have I handed out in my professional career?
Okay, and the options are?
14, 16, or 18.
All right.
Here we go. Three options. Do you know the answer? Give us a call now.
1-300-893-893, a double platinum pass. Could be yours if you get it right. Take your calls next. It's Fairzy and Jules and our guest, Daniel, the Real Deal Gill.